another week of back-to-back meetings, feeling pressured to say yes to everyone and everything. What I had to learn is that when I say yes to everybody else, including busy work, that leaves no time for real productivity, which by definition is meaningful progress on your life's work.
Welcome to the Fired Up Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Reba, and we're back with another exciting episode with another inspiring entrepreneur. Our broadcast here is sponsored by Reignite. Reignite is a 10X certified business coaching practice to help you maximize your relationships. These are the relationships that drive your team and your customers so that you can 10X your sales and grow by 30% in the next 90 days. Reignite is the way to 10X your business. My guest is not just a great example of 10X life. He is the founder and CEO of Next Level Coaching and a certified high performance coach. Please welcome Brian Galt to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. I'm super pumped. No pun intended. I am fired up to be here. So
awesome,
very
awesome.
Appreciative and grateful for the invite. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. It's great to have you on. You and I, so we should just, you know, get everybody acquainted. We met at the Great American Speak Off. Actually, we met at 10X Stages at a workshop working on our opportunity to become a better speaker and presenter. And then we saw each other at the Great American Speak Off. So I feel like, you know, taking that journey with you, I've learned a lot about your business and a lot about you. But, you know, for those of you, for those on the show that don't know you as well, maybe just tell us a little bit about you and what you're doing in your business.
Yeah, happy to, Brad. So first and foremost, I am happily married, 25 years. Robin and I celebrate our 25th this summer. We're pretty pumped about that. We've got three beautiful, amazing teenage and young adult daughters, 21, 19, and 18. I still don't know how we pulled that off, but I know you got three kids, so you could definitely empathize and relate there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, gosh, where do I start? I think I'll probably just go back to the last couple of decades. You know, I served for 9.5 years in the Navy, and that was a bit ago. And ever since getting out, I've been in the IT cyber space. And roughly about 5 years ago, after climbing the corporate ladder for a couple of decades, I mean, I know we're all familiar with the story, just to tease mine out a little bit more here. I had a really, like, no pun intended again, come to Jesus moment. I had this serious midlife crisis where I literally found myself on the road one day thinking, oh my God, something has to change. I mean, it was yet another week of back-to-back meetings, feeling pressured to say yes to everyone and everything, you know, bound to my phone and my calendar and my to-do list, just always go, 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 right? And the funny thing is, on the outside, I mean, you know, all these accolades, you know, awards, great promotion opportunities, et cetera, et cetera. So people looked at me on the outside and they said, you know what, Brian, you really look and seem like you've got it pretty good. Like, dude, what are you complaining about, man? You know, like you're ministering on a church when pastor's on vacation on a Sunday morning. You got three cars, a nice house, a good salary. You got a great team, solid, steady job. Like, what's the problem? And the problem is that, you know, despite all this American dream stuff on the outside, I was kind of on the inside, Brad, living the nightmare of burnout. And I know so many people, right, even as I say that, can relate. And so these last 5 years for me, my friend, have been a journey like no other. It's been a complete and total redesign of the way I think, work, lead, delegate. And you can ask my wife and three daughters. They would definitely echo that. And so, yeah, I got trained by Brendan Burchard as a certified high-performance coach. For those of you who may not know Brendan, according to Forbes.com, he's the world's foremost leading number one high-performance coach. I was tremendously blessed to be connected with him out in San Diego 5 years ago and get trained by him and his team. And yeah, it's just been an amazing, incredible journey ever since. And I can honestly say I am 1,000% more fulfilled now than I was before. I was just kind of going through the motions.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you can see the life that you bring through and the energy and your coaching practice, Next Level Coaching. Tell me about the why for getting started with that.
Yeah, thank you. I definitely appreciate the question. The why was, for, you know, at first was really, really simple. I want to help others to not have to go through the same hell that I did. I mean, I literally had to step away from my full-time job for 2.5 months, Brad, because I could not physically or mentally work. I mean, I know a lot of people throw that term burnout around like pretty casually, right? Hey, I'm burned out. I'm frustrated. I'm overwhelmed. So medically speaking, right, there's this diagnosis. They call it adrenal fatigue, and it was stage 4, and I was stage 3. So it was really pretty serious. I could not, again, physically or mentally work for 2.5 months. And so my biggest motivation is just to maximize my impact for my fellow entrepreneurs, corporate leaders, corporate professionals, moms and dads who just feel so pressured all the time. Like they never feel like they have enough time and energy, and they're always feeling like they're being pulled in a million different directions. I want to help them in a number of different ways, especially like giving themselves permission to say no and just reaching, you know, exponentially greater, 10x greater levels of fulfillment and joy and confidence and presence. You know, I want to help people be present at the dinner table, Brad, with their spouse and their kids, not checking emails, not thinking about work, not going on vacation and always dialing into a meeting here or there, heck, more than half the time. And then, you know, they wake up X number of years later and they start to wisen up a little bit, and they're like, oh crap, what did I do with my life?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny how I've never yet to meet a single person on their deathbed or hear about a single person on their deathbed that says, you know what, I just really, really wish I had taken one more call. I really, really wish I had taken one more meeting while I was on vacation with my family.
Yeah, right. And it's so important that you have a way to connect fully with your family, with that time that's away from work. And, you know, I don't know about you, I've kind of looked at this misnomer of work-life balance, because it's different for everyone and it's different all the time. So it's probably better to make sure that you compartmentalize where you need to, but also have harmony between your work and your home life, right? So it's that you can give yourself fully to either situation, because you need 100% focus in your home life and in your work life. And as you've kind of gone through that realization, I mean, where are the have you found the biggest challenges? You know, once you kind of made that switch and you were getting some traction, we know it's not a straight line to success. So where have you hit the one or two big challenges that have you had to overcome?
Personally or professionally or both?
Yeah, I mean, just really either one that's gotten in the way of your personal success.
Yeah, so great question. I couldn't agree more. I was smiling with a big smile when you said the word harmony, right? Because I think balance is just such a misnomer. You know, when for most people who are not yet financially independent, right, when they're working so many hours in comparison to the number of hours they're not working, that by definition is out of balance. So I loved your term harmony there. Biggest challenges for me, I think, have been making the transition from my full-time corporate job into really following my passion and my dream and my heart, which is coaching, speaking, and writing full-time. And I'm still in the trenches, my friend. I'm still there. I'm not out of the woods yet. And I'm very grateful, very thankful, you know, for that steady source of reliability and sustainability for my family. So that, you know, at a high level has been my biggest challenge, just to dedicate enough time and energy to do, to your point, all things well, right? My steady full-time corporate job, my coaching business, and being a husband and a dad for my wife and 3 daughters. That is much easier said than done.
Yeah, it is. It is. And there's gotta be some things though that you have figured out. And I know that you do, because you've given me some great tips in the newsletter that you send to my email every day. And I read that because I get some inspiration from understanding the mechanisms you've put in place to manage those parts of your life. So, I mean, is there anything that sticks out as your go-to either coping or just your, you know, best ways to balance all this out?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think the number one thing that comes to mind, actually two top keys that come to mind, Brad. Number one, it's just so important. I cannot stress enough. And when I meet and speak with my coaching clients, they're all, you know, really real and vulnerable and candid with me, just as I am with them, of course. And they tell me, like, Brian, how do you say no? Like, I just literally, yeah. I have the hardest time giving myself permission to say no. So that is a huge mental and heart hurdle that I had to overcome early on. But hey, it's still not natural or easy for me because, like so many people, I am a people pleaser. Like, I love to add value. I love to say yes. Why? Because I'm helping somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what I had to learn is that when I say yes to everybody else, including busy work, that leaves no time for real productivity, which by definition is meaningful progress on your life's work. And so that was huge key number one, just learning how and staying disciplined. And, you know, sometimes I'll give you a perfect for example, Brad, like when I start to get out over my skis again, right? As happens to all of us, yeah. You know, these habits require consistency. Consistency produces power. But let's be real, right? We've all got our ups and downs. And so if I start to get out over my skis and overcommit, I'll immediately know it because I'll start to get, you know, more irritable, more tired, more apathetic. And, you know, sometimes I'll just have to have a sit down conversation with my wife and be like, babe, where'd I miss it? You know, help me out here. And she'll kind of bring me back to ground. Okay. Well, what do you got going on right now? How many irons do you have in the fire? Oh yeah. Okay. You know, and it's mm-hmm. funny because just her asking that question helps me to realize, oh yeah, crap. I overcommitted again. Yeah. So that's key number one, just always being aware of what you're committing to and what you're saying yes to, and learning to treat those yeses, Brad, like $100 bills. Second big key for me is rest. Building in consistent routines to de-stress and unwind and unplug, whether it's from the device, thinking about work, thinking about that sandpaper person in your life, yeah. that just no matter how many conversations you have, still rubs you the wrong way, right? And just finding practical ways on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and yearly basis to unwind and unplug. I'll just give you a super one, real quick one that I do every day, and that is meditate. And my yeah. favorite time to meditate is in the morning before my day gets started, because then I'm thinking and reflecting and praying. Uh-huh. on what a win looks like for that day. So I know what that win looks like before my day even begins.
Yeah.
And I also love doing it like right after I get off work, before I go to join my family in the living room for dinner, right? That way I can be present. And for me, it's as simple as lying down on the couch and saying a mantra over and over and over again, like the word release. For those who may not be familiar with release meditation technique, I learned this from Brendan. Check it out on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, search release meditation technique. But literally every time you're saying it over and over and over again, you're releasing that tension. You're releasing that stress.
Yeah.
And just doing that for 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes between major meetings or major blocks of time where you're switching, you know, from one agenda or task or project to another, or in this case, at the end of your workday, before you're able to just really go and enjoy your time with your family. That's been a real practical thing for me day in and day out.
Those are great. I really appreciate that. And I've done some different forms of meditation, so I'll definitely check that one out and see what, you know, what works, because what I took from what you gave me here is that not just the techniques, but the timing of it. And you know, I got the chance to interview Matthew Pollard in the last episode, and he had a similar amount of feedback around scheduling rest and recreation. And, you know, so we often worry, am I procrastinating if I'm taking a rest, or if I'm spending time, you know, that's not work productive, or, and what he said and what you've just said sort of validate the idea that if it's scheduled, if it's part of your day because you need it to remain 100% focused and be 100% present in your work and in, you know, your family life, then it's by design, and it is productive time. The question is it scheduled? Are you disciplined, or are you just kind of going whichever way motivation or lack of takes you? And I feel like that's where we get into these ruts. Yeah, that's where we get into these ruts. And it's important to make sure that if you're going to take the time and be away, then take it and commit to it. And if you're going to be in your business or in your family life, then be in it 100%. That's what I took from it. And I really appreciate your insight.
Yeah, no, I love that too. And it's so powerful, right? It's kind of like, you know, I'm guessing that a lot of your audience and you know, definitely based upon the podcast that I've heard, right? Generally speaking, I know that entrepreneurs and professionals and leaders, they're driven. Yeah. And so they do tend to be more health conscious. It actually brings to mind a funny analogy that my doctor always says. He's like, Brian, if you're going to cheat without guilt, like enjoy that fish food Ben and Jerry's pint, brother, you know, do it without guilt. And don't beat yourself up, right? For a number of reasons. You know, we know that guilt is at the root of every single addiction known to man. But I love what you said, because it is productive to rest and unplug. It actually makes you more productive. And here's why, right? And I'm not a huge, huge, huge golfer. I used to golf way back in high school, to actually looking forward to getting back to it in my empty nester years, which is not that far away. But you know, the more relaxed your swing is, the more effective a golfer you are. You know, how many of us, let's just be real for a minute, how many of us have stayed late at night grinding, hustling, I'll just do one more thing, I'll just check one more answer, I'll just check, you know, reply to one more email, and the next thing you know, it's 9 o'clock at night and it's 4 hours past, you know, quote unquote, traditional quitting time, right? And we're just drained. So here's the thing about productivity. Past 7 or 8 hours of dedicated, intense work, your productivity actually drops off by 60 to 70+%.
Oh, wow.
Which means that if you're working for another 2 hours, you're getting less than 1 hour's worth of work, quality work actually done. So I couldn't agree more with your point, Brad. It really does actually fuel and help your productivity when, to your point, also you're scheduled and you're disciplined, right? Because if it's not in your calendar, it's not a priority. Let's just be real.
Yep, that's it. And what you focus on is really where your productivity is going to go. And that's so important. And I think that your insights really bring that home for me. And I think about the way that you talk about performance and high performance, it's not an always on switch, right? It's knowing how to regulate and when to do it. And, you know, And so what I found just in talking to you is you seem to have a keen eye for knowing when to push the, you know, the throttle and when to kind of take it off and take a look around and say, okay, I've gotten to this point. What's next? What am I working on? I mean, if you can take that kind of a moment now and step back and tell me what you're most proud of, I mean, are there a few things that stand out that you would say are proud moments for you?
Definitely, definitely. And I think the biggest ones that come to mind are my clients' success and the way that my daughters view me, you know, because having their affection and respect and approval, if you will, means the world to me. You know, I once asked my daughter, my girls, Brad, you know, hey, you know, when I was growing up, and I basically, it was like one of these sit down moments after dinner, right? Good heart to heart. And I said, hey, when I was growing up, you know, I never really felt unconditionally loved. Like I literally felt like, and unconsciously at the time, right? That I always had to prove myself, that I always had to like do something, right? So that created this negative cycle in my life where now my worth and value are tied to achievements and accomplishments, which is a lot of what drove me to burnout. And so I think I'm, and so let me finish up on the story and then I'll get back to your point, I promise. And I asked the girls, I said, hey, shoot me straight. Like be really, really candid and raw and vulnerable with me right now. Do mom and I ever make you feel like you have to earn our love? And thankfully they said no. And that was a huge, huge, huge moment for me. I'll never, ever, ever forget. I was flying out to San Diego to get trained and certified by the High Performance Institute and Brendan as a certified high performance coach. Again, this is like May of 2019, so 5 years ago now. And I that light dawned on Marblehead as I was X number of thousands of feet up in the air, I had that aha moment where to that day, my entire 40 plus years of my life before that, my identity was built on achievement and accomplishment. And after that, my identity has since been rooted and focused on who I am and my character and my integrity, you know, my identity, if you will, right? Very, very different focus. And then just in terms of my client success, I mean, you know, Brad, right? You're a servant, you're a giver. I love your heart. I love your passion. I love what you're doing for so many. And it's all about giving. You know, my wife and I, Robin and I, have had a mantra for years, decades really, live to give. And when you can pay that forward and see your clients crushing it, I mean, going from severe depression and burnout, no hope in their current job, to making unwise career decisions and unwise job choices, like in a sales role, for example, talking about one of my particular clients. And then a couple, literally like 3-4 months later, they're in a new role, new position, new company, healthy leadership, healthy routines. They're making time, they're dating their wife again, they're spending quality time with their three boys again. And their life is just literally turned around and they cannot stop thanking you. And then it's even more rewarding when X number of years later, you know, they're still saying, hey, Brian, those same morning routine habits that I put into place, I've still got them working for me, you know, and they're still producing fruit in my life. It's stories like that that keep me going that I'm most proud of. Just being able to be used as a servant, as a vessel, if you will, to help my clients out, improve their quality of life day in and day out. Very rewarding.
Wow. Those are great stories too, because you get to celebrate the wins that your clients have. And that just gives you the feeling that you're making a difference. You're really putting out something that changes not just their life, but the lives of the people they work with, the families. And it's great to see, you know, high performance coaching might be associated a lot with work performance, but you're really addressing the whole person. And I really love that about your approach. It's holistic in the sense that their entire life changes as yours did, right? And that is, that's a great service that you're doing. I really appreciate it a lot.
So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got to ask you, Brian, you know, with all the success that you've achieved for yourself, for your family, and for your clients, what's next for you in Next Level Coaching?
Yeah. So my biggest goal is to be able to leave, Brad, 100% walk away from my corporate role at the end of 2025, rather. December 31st, 2025. I want to be able to just 100% step away from my current corporate role and be able to coach, speak, and author full time.
That's great. And you've made so many connections already to your coaching clients, even outside of the regular sessions, right? You've got, well, tell me, you've got the newsletter, you got the ebook, you've got so many great things that you're using as instruments to reach out and serve others. Talk a little bit about that. So if people want to get in contact with you, I think they've got a number of ways we could do that.
Absolutely. I definitely appreciate the question. So yeah, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Instagram as Brian Gault 23, BRIANGAULT 23, Brian Gault 23. I'm on Facebook as Brian Gault. I do the morning motivation emails. I love those emails. More importantly, my clients love those emails.
Yeah, I love those emails, man. Those are great.
Those. Thank you, Brad. Seriously, like that means the world to me, my friend. That keeps me. I mean, because you know, everything takes time and energy, but it's so worth it, right? Yeah, it definitely is. Thank you. And then, there's my ebook. Best way to get my ebook, and this is a real practical game changer. I can't tell you how many people have said, and I don't know about any of your listeners, but again, I'm going to go out on a limb, Brad. I'm going to guess that many are probably like me. They may steer away from the 500-page novels. They might steer more towards the pictures, examples, stories, quick, easy to implement, practical, actionable sound bites. that's what my ebook is all about. It's called Divorce Your Phone and Calendar, 5 Keys to Reclaim Your Time and Energy. And for folks who want to check that out, you can check that out at tinyurl.com/HP-5Keys. H standing for high, P standing for performance. tinyurl.com/HP-5Keys, K-E-Y-S.
That's great.
And Brad, I'm guessing that might be able to be made available in the show notes, sir, but I'll certainly defer to you on that.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll have that in the show notes and we'll make sure to, you know, show people where to get a hold of all that information. So, because I want to make sure people can follow up with you and keep tabs on what's next, and I'm excited to have you back on the show. You know, at that moment where it's fully turned over, we'll have that conversation. And yeah, it was great. It was great to have you on. Anything that you wanted to cover that you think we might've missed?
Yeah, I think just the importance of having a strong daily routine, Brad, would be the last point that I'd want to key in on, right? Because your success in life is really directly influenced by your daily habits and routines, right? The quality of your life and the practicalness of your life, if that's even a word, they're not going to change unless you change something that you do daily. So I just want to encourage people to find out their why, because oftentimes people struggle with their execution because either their dream or goal isn't big enough, or they're not clear enough about their why, and they're not challenging themselves and or, right, they're not implementing those daily habits. So I guess that's technically kind of 4 keys in one. You know, get your why, understand your purpose, your goal, your dream, and your vision, and have it be big enough, right? So that it's something worth fighting for. So that when the road gets tough and the crap hits the fan, so to speak, you're going to push on through. Why? Because your dream and your goal are worth fighting for. By definition, that has to be way bigger than yourself, just in terms of serving, helping, adding value to others. But then just on a practical day-to-day basis, kind of bringing it back home, develop habits and routines. You know, a lot of people, for example, it's kind of a big aha moment when I talk to people, Brad, and I say, you know, everybody's all geeking out over their morning routine, but did anyone ever notice that in Genesis chapter 1, God said, and the evening and the morning were the first day? He actually started with the evening. For many people, our routines have to start in the evening so that we're setting ourselves up for success.
Yeah.
Come the morning time when we hit the ground running and, you know, charging forward with our mission, right? So that means for many, like a solid quality wind down routine, you know, dimming the lights, cooling the temperatures. I got this simple rule, 3-2-1 sleep, 3 hours before bed, no eating or drinking. 2 hours before bed, no work. And 1 hour before bed, no screen time, no phones, no laptops. And, you know, I can hear some people right now like, oh, Brian, dude, you're killing me.
Yeah.
I got to watch TV. No, you've just conditioned
yourself
for X number of years or decades to watch TV. You can change. You can create a new habit. And so, and by the way, if you're going to watch a screen, make sure it's a TV screen and it's, you know, at least 10 feet away from you, right? And the reason for all those things, especially the 2 hours before no work and the 1 hour before no screen time, Brad, is because those white lights, they fire up your neurons, which is the opposite of what you want to be happening before you go to sleep. So it's just simple, practical tools like that that help people achieve high performance in their life and really make a difference from day to day. I hope that helped.
Absolutely. Those are great. I really appreciate especially the evening routine. I think you're right. That gets so overlooked. The morning routine, you know, the millionaire morning and all these things that people talk about, that's, you know, that's what gets the views, the traffic and the interest. But really you're forgetting about a large majority of what is the rest of your day and how you're going to show up to the next one. So I think you've really brought home some excellent points. And I appreciate, Brian, that you always ask people, what's your why, and make sure that you're doing this from a place that's purpose-driven. So, you know, and that's why I'd had to ask you about yours as well. And I think you've really taken us the full way through the journey, man. You've said it all. I really like the approach that you take overall, and just, I appreciate what you bring to the listeners here. And I think that, you know, I would encourage anyone listening to follow up with Brian, make sure that you know, there's so many different ways to connect with this man. And I've been served by your ministry of coaching and just the things that you've done in your life really serve as a model for me. And I know others will as well. So I appreciate that. I really appreciate you being on the show today. Thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you. Seriously, this was so much fun. A huge, huge, tremendous honor. And yeah, I really appreciate the opportunity. Best of success to you, my friend.
Thank you.
To your entire listening audience. Again, thank you.
Absolutely. And best to you as well. I appreciate it. So we'll leave it there. And this is the Fired Up Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Reba, saying stay fired up and go do something great. Stop running your time's up. Come on. 'Cause when my crew ride up.